This is Longview Conservatism, playing the long game and exploitation play. Welcome back to another episode where we break down the philosophies shaping our world in ways you might not expect. Today we're talking about a concept that doesn't grab headlines, but does shape the foundation of a thriving society. Longview Conservatism. I'm going to explain to you how you might choose to exploit the people who benefit from it. Don't roll your eyes at the word conservatism. I know it can feel like an outdated term, often associated with resisting... That's the meow meow. Change or cling to the past. But what we're exploring today is different. It's not about nostalgia or fear. It's about stewardship, foresight, and strategy. It's all about longevity. Think about it like this. Longview conservatism is to politics what a blackjack card counter is to gambling. It's not all about making a flashy score. It's about playing smart, knowing your edge, maximizing outcome over time. This philosophy asks us to prioritize sustainability, socially, economically, and environmentally. It's about patience, responsibility, and understanding that the longer you get to play the game, the greater the payoff. Today, we'll tackle three key questions. What is Longview conservatism, really? How does it differ from reactionary politics? And why do we need it now more than ever? Let's shuffle the deck and deal ourselves into this conversation. Start with the basics. Longview conservatism isn't about resisting progress. It's about managing it wisely. It's the art of balancing tradition and innovation to ensure that what works today still works tomorrow. Picture, you're a blackjack card counter.
Oh, are you okay, Papa?
Oh, no, are you okay, meow meow?
It's okay.
You know the rules, the odds, and how to tilt them in your favor. But you don't take unnecessary risks. Why? Because you understand the power of longevity. Simple, the longer you stay in the game, the more your edge compounds. That is Longview conservatism in a nutshell. It's about stewardship, protecting resources, whether it's the environment, institutions, or economic systems, so that they last for generations. Preferably exactly how they are, but, you know, change is okay as long as it serves your needs. Patience and prudence. Quick fixes might win headlines, but lasting solutions take time. Longview conservatives ask, what will this mean over the next 50 or 100 years? Responsibility. It's about making choices today that won't leave future generations with a mess to clean up. Balancing freedom and stability. Freedom thrives in stable societies. This means ensuring individual liberty does not come at the cost of collective chaos. But why? Like card counters, old money has a steady earn over time based on an obvious determinable edge. It earns second, after minute, after hour, after year. Conditions are favorable to it, and the longer it gets to play, the more it earns. Therefore, making the world enjoyable to those who might otherwise stand up and howl for change, like a new paradigm that isn't designed to only work well for a very few, is a best play for them. Give them libraries, give them social change, respect their transitory identities. Old money is down for whatever enhances longevity. They donate to all sides of every election so that they will always be owed favors. At its core, Longview conservatism is about seeing the big picture and asking, how do we create a future worth living in while preserving what's valuable, our favorable conditions today? So this is where we need to separate Longview conservatism from its often loud cousin, reactionary politics. Reactionary politics is emotional. It's about resisting change. It's scary or uncomfortable, or at least exploiting that for election purposes. It's the kind of thinking that says, let's go back to the way things were without addressing why those times felt better or the challenges that came with them. Their agenda is stay in power. So our interests do not actually coincide with them at all. It is their magic power to temporarily bewitch voters into believing that they do. And they do so by engaging emotions. Longview conservatism, on the other hand, accepts that change is inevitable. The question isn't how do we stop change, it's how do we guide it responsibly to maintain our favorable conditions. Well, a free society working with a new paradigm will eventually cancel old money and alter those conditions. Longview will be ready for this. Don't worry about them. They'll land on their feet as long as they don't panic. They're students of history and they know how to avoid guillotines. Reactionaries are like gamblers who bet big on instinct. They can feel that a seven is coming. They just know it. They just know it's going to come. It's coming. It's coming. It's a seven. So they bet huge, needing a seven and hoping for a quick score. This is deceptive because it appears that they have all their ducks in a row when they run an election, but in reality, they are desperately trying to stay in power. Longview conservatives are experienced card counters. They stay calm, they calculate their moves, they win over time, they make money every year, and they're still welcome at all casinos. Where reactionary politics burns through resources for short-term gain, Longview conservatism conserves them, ensuring that they last for future generations. Reactionaries might tear down institutions, tapping into the frustration of the people, but Longview conservatives will strengthen them and reform them to meet new challenges because a stable society is in their best interest. In short, reactionary politics is about fighting the present. Longview conservatism is about preparing for the future. Let's move from theory to practice. What does Longview conservatism look like in real life? Environmental conservation. Teddy Roosevelt, a Republican, was one of the pioneers of environmentalism, establishing national parks to protect resources for generations. That's stewardship. Although, by the way, there are conditions under which parkland can be bought by developers. So there's lots of loopholes. So Nixon gave us the EPA, Environmental Protection Agency. He also proposed universal health care, called it that too, and universal basic income, which he saw as an excellent way to stabilize families and give them a chance to better themselves. Fiscal responsibility. Eisenhower's interstate highway system is a classic case of long-term investment, expensive up front, but it revolutionized commerce and travel. It paid for itself, plus and plus. Institutional integrity. Longview conservatives know that strong institutions, the free market, the Constitution, and the rule of law are essential. They make people feel comfortable, and they reinforce the idea that the way things are now is the way things must be. So they're down to reform them, but not abandon them. And here's where there's a huge divergence. Longview conservatism sees education as a legacy. While they know that they are, in fact, educating the very people who will be their downfall, they still see that as a responsibility. And it's not about jobs or preparing people for jobs or anything to do with jobs. What it's actually about is creating thoughtful, capable citizens who can understand government and solve the problems of tomorrow and maybe even design and implement that new paradigm. Somehow, it maintains a sort of idealism that defies everything it stands for. But why does it matter today? Because we're surrounded by short-term thinking. Politicians focusing on the next election, not even the next decade. Businesses chasing quarterly profits over sustainable growth. Society chasing instant gratification and never considering long-term consequences. But challenges like climate change, fiscal instability, and social unrest cannot be solved overnight or with slogans. Make X great again isn't going to make a dent. These issues require the patience, the foresight, and the discipline of long-view thinking. They also require money and power. So while the people's interests here coincide with old money interests, that cooperation is possible. We need leaders who see beyond the immediate, who prioritize stability, responsibility, and solutions that endure. However, our current system, requiring so much change, does not support this. It supports this slash and burn, stay in office, stay in office, stay in office. Term limits are just the beginning. And Longview conservatism will definitely go with us on that. It's not about saying no to progress. It's about guiding it wisely and doing whatever it takes to maintain the relationships that sustain their favorable conditions. They'll play the sucker games at the casino. They'll go to the social events, whatever it takes. So here's the takeaway. Longview conservatism is like playing the long game in blackjack. It's not about playing for a big score or showing off your prowess. It's about staying in the game. You know your edge, and time works in your favor. But I mentioned exploitation, and now I'll explain. Exploitation play involves identifying behaviors that benefit someone so that you can rely on them continuing those behaviors. We've already discussed that Longview conservatism is a perfect target for this. Now, you must design a play that turns those behaviors in such a way that grants you an edge over that party. So by conserving what matters and planning for the future, we build a society that thrives, not just for today, but for generations to come, and even gives us time to carefully design and introduce a new paradigm that will work for the majority and not just for the very few. So thanks for listening, and let's keep this conversation going. You matter, and your ideas matter. And until next time, stay thoughtful, stay curious, and always look at the bigger picture.